This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Checking out whether or not the latest antics by the Heidi Heitkamp campaign were sanctioned by the Homeowners Association, in which I love. True story.
John Mayer Day or something?
True story. So a neighbor of ours last night is in the backyard, and hears this pounding on the other side of the fence, which would be on the street side, right? Okay. And this family has a Kevin Kramer sign up on their property on the street. So they hear this pounding on the other side of the fence, and they go over there and they say, excuse me? what are you doing exactly? And the person says, well, we're putting up Heitkamp signs. So you're pounding a Heitkamp sign into my yard. Yeah, the Homeowners Association told us we could do it. So I just connected with the Homeowners Association seconds ago to find out we did nothing of the sort. So this interesting approach by the Heitkamp campaign, I don't know if it's desperation. I don't know if it's just, you know, too many people that don't know how basic, simple rules go. You know, you don't put out the names of sexual assault victims for a political gain without talking to them. You know, okay, that's, I think most of us would go, oh, yeah, of course. They didn't. You don't put up signs on somebody else's property. Don't do that. Can't do that. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's really unimportant compared to all the other things we have to cover today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hello, Scott. Now that I can hear you.
Oh, you couldn't hear me before?
No.
I hate when
I blurted it out. I thought, well, where is God today? Oh, I just don't get to hear him. Kind of an epic day today. What do you think? Nothing to talk about, right? Nothing.
You're talking about because of the debate?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about with the audience a little bit today. We have more conversation next hour on measures 1 and 3. Yesterday, 4. We got to get 2 in here for you. I'm simply abiding by what it is you gave us in the way of instructions of the issues you wanted raised. Somebody yesterday said, I know the Heitkamp race is important, but can we talk also about the Armstrong race, Armstrong and Schneider? You know, we have, but I would totally 100% agree with you. That race, just because of the epic nature of the, you know, Heitkamp Kramer race and the national ramifications, hasn't gotten as much attention. But please know this, as we hit the 20-day mark, till election day, you run the show. If there are questions that you want, if there are candidates you want to hear from, if there are particular races you want to hear from, last time we did this, a lot of the measures came up, so we said we'd do that. We have, but we'll continue to do this. Okay, a couple of legislative races were suggested too, and we've not got to those, but we will. We decided we're going to pick a couple of key ones around the. In fact, I'll take counsel from any of you on any of those that we should be doing as well. 35 was one that folks had brought up. Al Carlson's district in 42 in In Fargo is another one. I'm trying to remember. There was one other one. I want to say a Minot one, but I don't have it in front of me. But any races that are just, you know, going to be sort of deal breakers or very closely watched, let us know, because we'll add those to the mix as well here on the program. But to Todd's point, I think the story today is the debate, which will be broadcast tonight on 550 KFIRE, so you can check that out. It's also online. The North Dakota Newspaper Association paired up with Forum Communications. And I guess it's the North Dakota Newspaper Association debate, but the there's an online stream, too, that is done between those two entities. But I want to know this. If you had to pick one thing you want an answer to tonight in that debate, from either or both of the candidates, or one issue. In other words, why in the world can Heidi Heitkamp keep saying Congressman Kevin Cramer raised his salary when it is not even possible under North Dakota law for a Public Service Commission member to do that? His salary did go up, but the governor at the time raised the salary of all the Public Service Commission members, by the way. And the legislature said, we approve. So that is not him raising his own salary. That is a big, fat lie. I don't know about you, but when somebody tells me a lie, I don't really believe much of anything else they tell me. Just ridiculous. You know, and the way politics is played, especially these ads, it just makes me ill on that one where, so it's a lie on the salary. Lie. Then it also says, raise utility rates X amount of times. And I guess the amount of times that utility rates were raised during his time was less than what she says. I think she said 17 times, and I think it's less than 10, but whatever. You know, so a handful of times they were raised. Well, guess what? I want to say 100 plus, I don't remember again the exact number, times utilities came to the Public Service Commission and said, we'd like to raise utility rates, and they said no. And there is a process for that. In other words, a Public Service Commission member cannot say, "Yeah, I'm not going to let you raise your rates," if in fact the criteria has been met. And it's usually do with, we have to serve new customers, we're doing new area, we're adding this infrastructure. They have to give a legitimate reason for it. And then you either say yes or no. But they said yes way less than they said no. But in that case, it's a factual statement to say, yeah, utility rates were raised, but that's what they do on the Public Service Commission. I mean, if you're suggesting utility rates should never be raised, you know, it's pretty bad. It is. And I love how Democrats use political donations to suggest Republicans are for sale, but they take money, in her case, over 90% from people that have absolutely nothing to do with North Dakota. What are they doing it for? What's their motivation? Those would be a couple of mine, but I'd be curious what yours are. What question, what issue do you most want raised? Josh Wappington, lay it on me.
Sir, it is an honor to speak with Radio Royalty this morning.
Oh, please.
My one thing that I would love to ask Ms. Heidi Heitkamp is, why does she think that she can get away with lying to the public on a public radio? And I, if I could get another one in, I would love to ask about the rape victim and why she did that also. And one more thing, sir, 17 times is how much Mr. Cramer has raised the utilities. So I have not been able to get a hold of Ms. Heidi Heitkamp, but I have called Mr. Joel Heitkamp 17 times and left 17 voicemails asking what's going on, why can't we know, why aren't y'all talking about the things that Ms. Heidi Heitkamp is doing, like putting rape victims out there without their permission and lying on national radio. So you are just a godsend to us, and I would love to congratulate Mr. Kramer on his win because he's got this one in the bag. And that's pretty much all I have. Thank you, sir.
All right, Josh. I appreciate your call. I wouldn't say anyone has anything in the bag. I think that's probably the one thing I hear most from conservatives right now is they don't want complacency. They don't want people staying home. They want people fired up because it's that important. But I appreciate your comments on tonight's debate. What issue? What question? What's most important? What do you want to hear? Leon in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 258-0550. Go!
Hey, Scott. To that last caller, you always run like you're 3 points behind. Always. I don't care what the polls say. I have a similar story about Heidi Heitkamp supporters putting signs on my lawn and taking my Kevin Kramer sign off.
What?
And I was very upset.
Another one? I got to hear this. Don't go away. More coming up. Call us 258-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MineralTracker.com. Boy, a lot of folks are loving that Mineral Tracker. There is There is some real buzz out there right now in Mineral Tract, and it's just because it just makes so much sense. I mean, it helps you organize and audit and track income for royalty interests. It's very affordable, easy-to-use platform, and it's actually the only software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments, calculating well performance, and a proprietary Bakken-specific reservoir model built by the petroleum engineers at Mineral Tracker. So it's Watford City made. 1 month free trial waiting for you at MineralTracker.com. 1 month free trial, MineralTracker.com. If you have any questions, just email them, info@MineralTracker.com. Somebody says, are we going to Washington, D.C.? I'd love to have you join us in Washington, D.C. We're going December 4th through the 8th. We're going to see everything from the White House to the Capitol. We're going to eat great. We're going to go to the Bible Museum. I cannot wait. That's brand new. I'm ashamed to say this, but I've not been to the Holocaust Museum. Never had the time to wait because there's sometimes big lines. We got special tickets, so not much in the way of waiting. You know, Ford Theater. I mean, all the sites you really want to see. Arlington Memorial. It's going to be incredible. And five seats now just opened up, I guess, because they received some more airline tickets from Delta's, I believe. So anyway, we had a few seats open up. It was a sold out trip. It'll be sold out, but if you'd like to go, it's coming up December 4th through the 8th. Send me an email and I'll get you all the details. I'll send you an itinerary right away. ScottH@flagfamily.com or a text 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Text is 24/7, by the way, with your questions or comments. Todd 2 at 701-226-8503. So Leon, before the break, was telling us a story. I shared a story at the top of the hour that we had a neighbor. This is unbelievable to me. I can't even believe this. Some guy says, oh, yeah, I'm putting up a hiding campsite. What are you doing? This is a housing development, right? And they said, oh, yeah, the homeowners association said I could. Well, the homeowners association might have said you can put a sign up on your property. They certainly didn't tell you you could put it up on somebody else's property. It's like ridiculous. So I don't know if he's lying about it or what he's doing, but just going rogue. But, you know, 20 days of the election, Heidi High Camp, you know, putting up signs on property that's not their own. It's just you can't make it up. Now, Leon tells us somebody went one further with his. What happened?
Yeah, I come home one day and I didn't really think about it. I see a sign on my front lawn. I think it's my Kramer sign. I walk out there, and it's a Heidi Heitkamp sign, and my sign is gone. And so I promptly took that sign back to the fire pit and lit it ablaze, and neighborhood smelled like a mix between sauerkraut and ginger for a while. But I got rid of that one, and I got my Kramer sign back. But I noticed that a ton of my neighbors had Heidi Heitkamp signs, and I know for a fact that about four of them are Kramer supporters. So what I'm thinking was going on was they would put all those signs up and then snap a picture, you know, to show widespread support or whatever. I think it was more of a PR thing, but I know it made me livid. And Nick, with her common sense, I was going to Facebook post it. You know, me burning the sign and calling Heidi out, but I decided against that because my better half said, no, don't do that. I think, though, it goes to a larger question about Democrat policies and their tactics. I think that they believe that the ends justifies the means. So, like, if it's Heidi and her crew putting up signs on folks' lawns or using victims' names, or if it's Warren using that Native American thing. He's 1,024% Native American, so she's going to use that, you know. It doesn't matter with them. Honesty has no place in their platform because all they want is power. That's it, and that's what you're going to get if you vote for Heidi Heitkamp or any Democrat across the board. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, very, very interestingly. I appreciate that. By the way, some texters have some words for you here. Leon, where you been, buddy, is one. And another texter, as Leon in Fargo would say, come on, man. So you better give us a come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. I love it. One more time. God, let's have it.
Come on, man.
There you go, exactly. I love it. Thank you, Leon. Larry. Appreciate the call. Call again. Larry Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, yes, as an energy engineer, I've studied utility rates for 25-plus years, and North Dakota not only has kept our rates the lowest in the country, but they've encouraged the utilities to be innovative. And so, as you know, with the EERC, with pollution control, now our coal-fired power plants are cleaner than most plants in the whole country, and the EPA has given us an exemption from even further regulation. So this argument that Kevin being on the Public Service Commission and being irresponsible and voting for wage increase and voting for increases in rates, I mean, let's look at the results of that wisdom of he and others on the commission. They've kept their rates affordable. We don't go for wild hair schemes for putting up solar panels all over the place. The rest of the story needs to be told there. Kevin's done an admirable job in his time in service of there.
I have another text that applies to what you're saying, Larry, from a listener. It says, I lived in New York for 2 years prior to moving to North Dakota. 15 years ago, the price per kilowatt hour in North Dakota was one-third of the cost in New York, and I have fewer outages. North Dakota, you're right. No doubt about it. We're in a pretty good spot. That's just plain and simple deceit. And it's, I think, the kind of deceit that turns people off to politics altogether. Again, Heidi Heitkamp has been running negative ads against Kevin Cramer pretty much from the beginning of this. Remember, it started way back with your wife took campaign money, which, you know, again, they give you an amount that was for 8 years. So it actually comes down to like $20,000-$30,000 a year. I think it's 20-something a year. That was campaign funds that campaign donors give to you to use judiciously to run your campaign. So, and by the way, it's anti-women. It's like, you know, going after her for working for the campaign. It's incredible. What, Larry?
Well, I was just going to make the comment. If we just did a scorecard on how many ads she's done to talk about what she's done for the state versus what she's done, what her ads do to reduce Cramer's good service to the state, you'd find that it's probably 10 to 1 or 20 to 1. She doesn't talk about what she does. All she talks about is destroying Cramer. It's very enlightening if you have any sense of common sense and understanding. It's just, she's all about belittling Kevin rather than talking about what she does.
I appreciate the call, Larry. Thanks very much. And by the way, tonight, the first debate in the Senate race will be happening. North Dakota Broadcasters Association is hosting a debate a week from tomorrow. That'll be on the 26th. That one's in Fargo. Tonight is in Bismarck. KFIRE 550. We'll have it live on Z Radio. So check it out if you're out and about. More coming up on What's in Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be sitting down today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week. It's part of a continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was a critic of the Saudi government and hasn't been seen since he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. Pompeo met with Turkey's president yesterday after Turkish sources claimed authorities have an audio recording indicating that Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside that consulate. The death toll from Hurricane Michael keeps climbing. Four bodies found yesterday in a search of Mexico Beach, Florida, where the hurricane first made landfall. It brings the death toll to at least 32. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Previous caller and one of the texters talked about the price of energy in North Dakota. One word. If you give me just one word to describe why it is we have affordable energy in North Dakota. Todd, any guesses?
Coal.
Thank you so much. We didn't even rehearse that, folks. That's just top of mind awareness in North Dakota. Coal. Clean, beautiful coal. Our lignite industry. Yes, great jobs. Yes, great ripple effect in the economy with all the different suppliers and things that happen there. But think of the impact from affordable energy. In other words, if I make widgets for a living and it costs me less to make those widgets, so therefore I can grow my business, employ more people, give back to the community, that's one business, right? Because of affordable energy. It's amazing what happens as a result of affordable energy. And by the way, it's reliable, too. Very, very important in a cold and hot North Dakota, depending on the season. I don't know about you, but I kind of cling to my power when there's a blizzard. Same thing when we have 100-degree heat. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Mike in Jamestown is next, then John's on the road. Another, I have a couple lines open, 701-258-0550. One question today, what is the one issue you want addressed tonight, either by Senator Heitkamp or Congressman Kramer? Who, what specifically needs to be addressed? One issue, one question, what would it be? At that debate tonight, they're first. Mike in Jamestown, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm calling about Measure 3. See, I'm for medical-wise. I've seen it do great work for it. And I'm for it, but I'm not for recreational because I even came across a group yesterday. They all were going to vote yes. Well, I'm voting no. And it's going to cause a lot of problems because I even have family in Colorado that own a business. And it's gone downhill and gotten worse in Colorado for them. So it should be a big no, and everybody should be voting no on it.
You know,
is there any other more measures than four of them?
No, four is the number on the statewide ballots. One is for the poorly named anti-corruption deal. It should be named, the witch hunt. Robert Mueller. We can't win at the ballot box, so. A bunch of Democrats are getting together to decide how to defeat Republicans a different way. It's just, it's dumb. And by the way, it's not just even a political thing. I mean, charities are against this. The Catholic Church is against this. You know, you've got the Farm Bureau against it. You've got the ACLU against it because they see it as silencing your First Amendment rights. I mean, there's a huge coalition against this thing. It is bad news. So that's measure one. Measure two is I just call it election, you know, insurance, basically, because there is a part of what is in our books, on the books in North Dakota, that could be exploited by people who would like non-citizens to vote. It doesn't happen right now that we know of, but we don't want it to happen. So it's just the protection. It basically cleans up some language in state law and makes sure the Constitution is very clear in North Dakota that you have to be a citizen to vote. To me, that's a no-brainer. I don't know who could say, oh, no, I want non-citizens to be able to vote. I mean, hello. So, yes, on two for sure. Number three, I'm with you. Mike, I'm with you. And you know, what's funny, I don't know what that crowd you talked about, that you said they're all voting for it, if they gave you a reason why. What's that?
They're all a young crowd. It's going to be really close on that one. On measure three, I see it.
But what's their reasoning? What did they tell you? What is, you said I'm a no vote. They said they're a yes vote. Why are they a yes vote?
I have no idea. I just said if you're going to vote yes and it goes through, you better be buying cameras because anybody could come in the backyard now and try to take what you've been doing for yourself, you know. It'll be a crime, like they say. People will go in the backyards, take it from their garden if they're growing it. It'll be a problem for a statewide thing. Cameras should be going up then or whatever, but.
Yeah, interesting.
I have two of them on my record. I see it being expunged from my record, but I really don't see it being. It shouldn't happen.
Here's my plea. That folks not vote for Measure 3 because they're ticked about how the medical marijuana situation was handled.
My family in Colorado are going downhill because the recreational is going too far with it.
Well, you're hearing those stories everywhere. There's horror stories everywhere. It's unbelievable. But don't, in my mind, that's sort of like, second grade sandbox logic. They took too long on medical marijuana, getting that up, so now I'm going to be for recreational marijuana. Well, really? I mean, you want law enforcement to have the issues they're going to have? You want all the peril that comes from voting for Measure 3 just because you're mad about medical marijuana? Look, first of all, medical marijuana, if you thought it took too long to get available to you, you're right. I couldn't agree with you anymore. But the person to blame is the people that backed the measure in the first place. It was very poorly written. It was a mess. It required a lot of work. And I don't believe in my heart of hearts that anybody was slow walking it. I believe they were trying to get it right. They were trying to get it right and do it right. But, you know, it's not a reason to vote no. Anyway, Mike, I appreciate the call. Measure 4, by the way, is the first responders legislation where they would get, you know, free admission to parks and free license plates, recognition that way. I haven't flipped the coin yet on that one, but that is kind of a coin flip. I think it's very well intentioned, a very good idea to recognize our first responders. I'm not so sure the legislature couldn't do it in a better way than this measure is trying to do it. So I'll probably end up voting no on that, just as a expenditure thing. But that doesn't mean the first responders don't have a debt of gratitude from all of us. They're amazing. John's on the road. John, what is on your mind on this fine day?
A couple things today. The first thing I want to cover is Senator Hoeven's silence on everything, and the reason I want to, I understand, you know, among colleagues, even if one's on the other side of the aisle, in the past it's been like not even getting involved in this. But after this Kavanaugh, after what the Democrats, the heinous behavior and what they put that guy through after the Kavanaugh hearing, I remember hearing Lindsey Graham saying, and he's one of the senior senators. He is one of the guys. Hoeven is not above, he's below. Lindsey Graham said the gloves are off. I've never campaigned before for a Senate, and Senate, he said, that's changed. I am, because of what they did, of which, by the way, Heidi Heitkamp was a willing accomplice in the character assassination of Justice Kavanaugh. So I'm challenging our senator. This is too important now. The Democrats they've laid down the gauntlet. They said they're willing to destroy and search and destroy and do anything possible to get their way. They knew how important that justice seat was on the Supreme Court. They knew. That's why they wanted, the truth didn't matter. It was about destruction. And Heidi Heitkamp knows it too. She knows the character of Justice Kavanaugh. She knows it. And yet she was a willing accomplice. So Senator Hoeven, get out there like Lindsey Graham is. And campaign, because Lindsey Graham said, the gloves are off, never did it before, but I'm doing it now. And part two of my problem is, the other problem with Heidi Heitkamp is the way now she changed her story. She got on your show the other day and mumbled and do all this crap that she did to try to cover up the storm created by what she did to those women. Her story on Kavanaugh changed as well, because when right after her no vote, she said, I didn't believe him. And when she got on your show, she said nothing about I didn't believe him. She said, I didn't like his temperament. That's why. Okay, she lied. She said two different things. She's grasping at straws because she was part of this character assassination. She was part of it. And so for her to get caught up and then just lie, tell you everything you need to know about what she did after the people of North Dakota, overwhelmingly her constituents, of which I was one of the idiots that voted for her, okay? I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. And she guaranteed us out in a meeting out of Medora. She came out there. Berg didn't campaign. So he lost. She came out and she did what the Trumps are doing and what the Kramer is having. People are coming everywhere. We're going to have Donald Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle out here out in Williston. And, I mean, to get the Western vote involved. So, Senator Hoeven, I want to know where you are because of what Lindsey Graham said. And Heidi, you should just hide in shame. You should just hide your head in shame after what you did to a good man.
I think we've started a new trend here where you can talk directly to your elected leaders, as John just has. Both to Senator Hoeven and to Senator Heitkamp. I would say about Senator Hoeven, you know, he is not the fiery, pound-the-table kind of guy that Lindsey Graham is. Everybody has their own style, but I do think you have good advice for him, and I do think that would help him with, North Dakotans to see some fight, right, to get in the middle of this and take this on. And Lindsey Graham, you're right. The way he talked about this, I've never done this before, but I'm getting involved in these elections. I'm going to fight. I'm going to, we're going to do this. Powerful stuff. So I think there is nothing that would hurt John Hoeven in doing exactly what Lindsey Graham is doing, politically or otherwise. Nothing.
He is. Nothing. No one is ever going to defeat John Hoeven in order. Let's face it. He will expend zero political capital for jumping on this and helping Kevin Cramer. This is so important now after what Heitkamp has done. It's too important, and we can't take anything for granted. We need to cover every base. She's got to go. Got to go.
Well, I love it, Todd. You can put, come on, man, next to got to go. Got to go. I think we got a promo brewing here from our fine listeners. What's on your mind? Come on, man. Got to go. Got to go. I love it. All right, well, keep giving us contributions here, folks. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate the passion. It is fabulous. Texter says, tell us why we should vote no on Measure 1. I have, I think, but I will tell you this. Number one, it is the reason I didn't even sign it when somebody said, hey, you want to sign the anti-corruption measure, is I looked who was part of it. And, I'm sure they're fine people. I don't want to denigrate them personally, but they are extreme radical leftists, okay? Ellen Chafee being an example, go right down the list. Dina Butcher, same thing, just a militantly pro-choice. And so these people have an ulterior motive. So that's the most important.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBowlGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP wind rower from New Holland.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. HATandSons.com website that I encourage you to check out. There's a video there on the commercial link where you can find out about how you'd save a lot of money. I like those little video descriptions because they really boil it down and just make it very, very simple about how they do what they do in managing some 600-plus buildings throughout the Northern Plains to save you money. Effective. Cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for building and business owners throughout our region. Call them 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. So let's see here. We're going to Jeff and Kildare. What happened there? Did my volume just go down? think my, never mind. Jeff and Kildare and then Jim the Flagpole guy's here. Jim the Flagpole guy is putting up a flagpole tomorrow, and we're going to be there to watch it happen. Pretty excited about this. We'll tell you about it in a second here. Jeff, what's on your mind? Are you there, Jeff? I don't see Jeff or hear Jeff, so I'll go to Mark, who's traveling today and not able to give us one particular town. Can you see, you know, what's the closest town to you right now, Mark?
Belfouche, South Dakota. We're headed south.
Belfouche, South Dakota. I love it. Okay. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been watching all these illegals streaming up from Honduras on the TV, and I want to know where Senator Heitkamp and Representative Kramer think about a border wall. I think we need one, and we should have one, because they're just going to keep coming and overwhelming our border.
Well, I know from many calls to his talk radio town hall that Congressman Kramer is in favor of the border wall. In fact, he found a very qualified contractor, North Dakota Company, to actually submit its proposal to build the wall. And they're one of just a few now that are in the mix for that particular group out of Dickinson. So kind of a neat deal. Senator Heitkamp, I don't know, but she's not real fond of taking questions. Tonight there's a debate, so I guess we could add that one to the top of the heap for the debate. Where are you at on the wall? Yes, no, right?
Yeah, I'm all for it. Another thing they could bring into that is a photo ID to vote. I think that's imperative that the country has that photo ID.
Yeah, you just want to suppress the vote, Mark. You don't want people to vote. That's why you're for that. The argument on that is to me the perfect example of black versus white, on left versus right, on Democrat versus Republican, on conservative versus liberal. Because if you're conservative, you believe the integrity of the vote is very important, and there's no burden by having to provide a ID. But if you're on the left, no. You want as many people to vote, and you're going to play fast and loose with the facts. You know, that's okay. You know, we don't want to disenfranchise anybody, so we're going to allow all these loose rules to allow people to vote who say they are who they are when they aren't who they are, and we pay the price. Terrible. Awful. I'm 100% with you, Mark. Couldn't agree anymore. Some of that going on with the Native Americans right now in North Dakota, and I've got a question about that I'll address in a moment. But first, the one, the only Jim the Flagpole guy is headed for Fargo today, and you're going to be putting up a big flagpole tomorrow. Where is that happening again, Jim?
It's General Equipment, Scott, 4300, I think, South Main or Main Avenue.
Avenue, yep. General Equipment. They're a company that does a few locations, don't they?
Yeah, I think they have 7 locations, and I'm on location number 2, installing a 45-foot internal halyard. Wonderful flagpole. Best in the business right there.
I talked to Jim yesterday, and he was installing another flagpole. So you're just pushing right to the wall before we get to too much freeze here, right?
Then guess what, Scott?
What's
I'm
that?
On flagpole number 100.
Are you really?
Yeah. I never really wanted to count because I'm too busy putting them in. But last night, you know, I'm away from my lovely wife, Miss Brenda, and sometimes you don't have anything to do. You might as well do a little paperwork, and then I thought, well, just how many have I put in? And I think I'm on number 100.
I love it. So tomorrow will be 100, or you just did 100?
Well, I'm digging 100 today here at General Equipment.
Oh my gosh! So we'll be there tomorrow to celebrate. I love it. We're gonna be there for the first part of the show tomorrow, watching that baby go up. Kudos to General Equipment. Did you say they're putting one in all their locations?
Well, that's what I heard. I heard they wanted them all in 7. They're just doing one at a time. I think they're probably, you know, they don't want to commit to somebody they don't really know how to do. They don't really, they've never done business with. They said, well, let's just start one at a time. Well, I'm on number 2, so I did all right on number 1. Thank you to Dan Heskin up there and the Minot and the Williston branch manager. What a great guy. Very helpful. Very kind. And, you know, Scott, I want you to meet a lady named Ann. She's here. She promotes General Equipment. And you know what she does? She runs around and she tries to find these future employees. Turns out General Equipment will pay for their schooling, 2 years of school, and then they give them a job. All they got to do is agree to want to go to school.
That's and, pretty good. That's a good company that does something like that. Tell Ann we'll talk to her, put her on the radio tomorrow. How about that?
I think she would like that, Scott. And you know, it's everything about this company. You just look around and you just see American exceptionalism everywhere.
I love it. Well, we'll be there tomorrow to watch flagpole number 100 go up. The hole being dug today, the pole going up tomorrow. And if you can't wait to be on Jim's list, we met our goal. We're going to have a little party, by golly. 100. We said we're going to do 100 this year, and we did. Way to go, what's on your mind, audience? 701-571-FLAGS, the number, ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, Jim. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Scott. God bless your audience. God bless you. God bless America.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for sound government. Jeff Simon, chairman.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.